Good morning. Thank you all for being here. I would just like to briefly introduce our new Dean of the UND School of Law, Dean Pappas, and he'll give the introduction.
Good morning. It's great to see so many people here. It's a pleasure to be at this event. This is the first time I've been here. My name is Brian Pappas. I've been the dean at UND for 6 months. So if anything's going really well, you can probably thank Mike McGinnis for his leadership until I got there. This is just a terrific, I really like it that we are not a law school just for one part of the state. We're a law school for the entire state. It means a lot to us to be able to provide legislative interns during the session every 2 years, to have students here, to do this symposium here. It's just very important to us, and it's very meaningful to me that you're all here. I want to thank a few people who made today possible, because I did, this is what I've done right here. So first of all, I want to recognize Caitlin Baker for all of her work as one of the co-symposium editors for this, and also Haley Finch. Those are the two co-symposium editors. Could we give them a round of applause? I also want to thank Elizabeth Rotterdam, the editor-in-chief of our law review, for her excellent work, and also former Dean and Professor McGinnis. He's not able to be with us here today, but he's the advisor for this law review and provides excellent support to our students. I also want to thank and recognize our new oil and gas professor, Tade Oyemi, who has done just a terrific job, and thank him for his leadership in helping to move oil and gas research, information, teaching forward at our School of Law. Finally, I want to thank Bismarck State College for hosting us here today, and I want to thank Crowley Fleck for their support of us, for their support of our students, and I want to welcome you here today and thank you for being here.